This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-50 all-wheel drive, only $249 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SN316458. MSRP 32295 and 33125.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Traffic, as we all know, in the greater Boston area can sometimes change your plans. So Scal's going to join us on the phone instead of in person, but he will still share his thoughts. And Scal is joining us now. Brian Scalabrini is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when the drains don't flow. And by findmassmoney.gov. Scal, how we doing today?
Man, I was planning on coming to visit my guys, but this traffic is off the chart. So if you guys are coming in to the city, everybody leave an hour and a half early.
I think you didn't show up because you had a cheat day yesterday and you didn't want Ted doing his little test on your sides.
I don't care about that anymore. Listen, I'm never going to be like Ted. I've accepted it.
Scal, how excited are you for tonight? Do you buy into this theory that this is a potential preview of the NBA Finals? Are the Thunder the best team in the West, even though they're a little bit undermanned tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I think they are. When I watch them play, they guard. They take care of the ball. And now that they added Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren together, their rebounding numbers have improved significantly. I think they're one of the tougher teams in the NBA as far as on-ball defense. So there's a lot of things when I watch this team play that I think finals preview. But you have to also remember, young and experienced, and they still have to go through a guy like Nikola Jokic. But right now, if you had to, you know, money on the line, I'm picking – Oklahoma City to come out of the West.
So, Scal, we were talking about who we think, considering how great SGA has been, MVP season, probably still MVP front runner, though, you know, my vote would go to Jokic just because, you know, 30-20-20 almost on a regular basis and not have the award named after you. But SGA is something else. Do you think Jaylen Brown draws the assignment tonight? And is that the way you'd go?
Ooh. Yeah, that's a good question. I haven't even gone down that road yet. You know, Tatum in the past has done a really good job with SGA, but Tatum has been guarding bigs this whole season. That's why his rebounding numbers are up. So I think, man, what a way to cap off a week for Jaylen Brown. You know, what he did to Luka, which was incredible, and now, you know, I throw the Utah game out of there, and now you're looking at SGA. You can really grab some momentum. And he's always wanted to be known as a better defensive player, like, you know, an elite defensive player. So, you know, first team all defense or maybe even defensive player of the year stuff. And, yeah, I think he might draw that assignment. You know, Derek White historically has guarded SGA, but, you know, SGA is a real problem for people because of he doesn't look strong, but he plays really strong. He plays through contact, leads the league in drives, points off drives, free throws off drives, all that. So I am actually, now that you brought that up, really looking forward to seeing who guards him, because I think he's one of the most unstoppable perimeter players right now in the league. And it'll be interesting if anybody, Jaylen Brown or anybody on the Celtics can keep him out of the paint.
Scal, OKC, they have the best defense. It's really not even close in the NBA, metrically speaking. Great rim protection. They're the best defending the pick and roll. And I just, I'm wondering if, you know they got to have a fallback plan if the 3 points ball, if the 3-point isn't falling, or they're just, their perimeter defense is just too much for the Celtics. How do the Celtics, how do they pivot? What do they do if they're just, the defense is just too tough for them on the perimeter? How do you see them adjusting?
Yeah, so if you go back to, the only sample size we have is one half of good basketball. We dropped 65 points against them, 24 points in the paint. Now, I get it. Like, I think there was no Chet Holmgren in that game. But, those early post-ups in transition, Oklahoma City did whatever they could to take away the three-point line. And the only adjustment that Oklahoma City made from the first game to the second, it's just be more physical on the perimeter. So the Celtics are going to have to kind of be locked in with their spacing. They're not going to be able to play around with the ball. If that means when it's time to go and a gap opens up, you got to hit that gap. You got to play faster. You got to get into open gaps quicker. And when they do help out, you got to spray that ball out. But you won't find a better on-ball defensive group. And you won't find a better rim protection group right now, especially with both those guys out there. Last year, a team that went to the conference finals was Minnesota. They had Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns. Those guys were great at defending the rim, the number one defense last year in the NBA. Well, these guys, now that they have their two shot blockers and the perimeter defenders, they're the number one defense. So big challenge for the Celtics, even though there's a little revenge factor. You know, Oklahoma City's coming off a back-to-back with the flight and everything like that. Not tonight, they're on the back-to-back, but they played a physical team in Denver, and they're missing Jalen Williams, who's having an all-star season. So there's a lot of things out for them, but tonight I expect the Celtics to come out and send a message to the NBA once again, and they've been loving these opportunities to send a message to the league.
Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, joining us on WEEI Afternoons. And sending that message of late in some of these big games, these big matchups, seems like it's definitely been led by Tatum and Brown. They seem really comfortable with their sort of lot in life these days. And we were talking about it earlier with Ted, like, is it because they won a title? Did they get paid? Are they just maturing and evolving as basketball players? But why do you think, because we've debated, you know, who they are, how they work together for so long, seems like they're really starting to hit their stride in terms of comfort and being the centerpieces in these big games.
Yeah, so this is just my opinion, and I could be wrong. Like throughout their career, you think about it, there was the Kyrie Irving, and they went out and got Gordon Hayward, right? Those guys are just taking possessions away. Then you had Kyrie Irving get hurt, and then Terry Rozier, like, rose to his stardom, whatever that was. And all the times, like, Jalen and Jason were fighting for possession. Then they went and got Kemba Walker. He took possession. Then Marcus Smart kind of grew into his role. They took possession. Finally, Brad Stevens just said, you know what? The guys who I want handling the ball. And I remember a lot of people saying they need a point guard. They need a point guard. They need a point guard.
Scal? Mm-hmm. Going through a tunnel?
Comeback guy. Oh, they break up?
Yeah, nope, you're back. You're good.
No way.
No, you're back. So, you're good.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going through the, I got terrible signal. Dang it! But I think that their possessions have gone really much higher. Like, you just think their usage rate is high. When Tatum's usage rate is high, they play the best basketball that they play. The Celtics win when his usage rate is over 33%. So I think giving the ball to those guys allow them not to press the issue as much. They're not looking to score every time they have the ball. They get off the ball a lot quicker. They have no problem getting other people involved because they know that that possession is going to come to them another time and another time. So that is my guess on why these guys have excelled in their roles the last 2 years.
So, Scal, we haven't actually talked to you since what I thought was the most entertaining Celtics game of the regular season. We talked to you on Wednesday, and then Wednesday night, you told us exactly what we should have expected from the Trailblazers. Relentless, putting the ball up quickly, fast. When that team, Chauncey Billups seems to be doing a great job with them. Not that this is really all about them. This is about the fact that between Pritchard and Derek White. They put up 19 threes and 84 points, and you didn't tell us that we had that kind of game coming. We heard you with Tirico. A, how much fun was it doing the game with Tirico? I know Drew's great. And B, how fun was that sitting courtside for that absolute three-point-a-palooza?
Yeah, so let's talk about the Tirico side of it. You know, I'm always cool, like, whether the first time I met Michael Jordan or Magic Johnson or whoever, I'm like, I feel completely
normal.
Couple
small names to start the story.
No, but I'm saying like, all-time great legendary people, right?
Yep.
And then you see him, like, I've never played with Larry Bird or even, like, pick up with Magic, but I have played with Michael Jordan. And you meet him, and I'm like, I'm totally cool just chopping it up with anybody. I don't care who I meet. But then you see these people and what makes them great, and you see them working, and you get that little kid feeling where you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm surrounded by a legend here, right? And that's what it was like working with Tirico. Like, you know the name, and you talk to him, and you chop it up, and he's just a normal guy. And then you watch him work, and you're like, oh, man, this guy is – there's a reason why he's special, and it's a big deal, right? So that was really cool. As far as the game, yeah, I mean, it's like it's a great luxury to have. Just think about this at what has transpired. We sit guys out, Pritchard and White go for 40. And then a couple of days later, we sit guys out and Sam Hauser goes for 33. That is a luxury that no team in the NBA has. And at times people have talked about our bench, you know, like, the bench's not very good. But when these guys get their opportunities for them to deliver like that, like, it's a coach's dream to be able to sit guys, still win games, and have random dudes off the bench. And I know those guys are great players, but random guys have career nights when Tatum or Brown are sitting out. And all those games have been fun to see, but nothing like, you know, like watching what tonight's going to be like.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, Scal, between the game you're talking about and this game was a game against the Lakers, and I was really excited to watch that game. And I mean, it was a beatdown, bro. I mean, you got mm-hmm. I mean, you saw the defense got turned up big time by the Celtics. LeBron goes out with a groin injury. You got Luka over there with the heating pad. You know, he's doing nothing on defense, and it just looked like completely two different teams. What did that game tell you? Did that game tell you anything? Did you learn anything about the Celtics in that game?
I mean, I don't know about learn anything, but it's just a reminder once again. Like, I don't care how good a team is. When we guard and we have that motivation to guard, like, we're going to show you. And Jaylen Brown, as good as Al Horford was that game, and he was really good, Jaylen Brown was the MVP of that game because picking up Luka full court, they know the formula. They saw it in the finals. And by him doing that, it changes the trajectory of the game. So the answer is watching Jaylen who doesn't really get the credit for his defense, and we might see that same thing tonight, was the reason why we were able to stifle that Laker offense. And, you know, I think it kind of gives everybody out there the formula to beat the L.A. Lakers is you've got to wear out Luka Doncic. You can't let him get comfortable, which is odd because I watch a lot of their team play, and they allow Luka to get comfortable.
Scal, you're around the team a lot. Can you convince me that this Porzingis thing is not an issue? It's not a big deal? Maybe explain it to me. Just kind of bring some clarity to whatever's going on with Porzingis.
Yeah, I really can't because I don't understand when you have the best doctors in. No, I mean, I'm being serious here. Like,
yeah.
You got the best doctors in the world and you don't know what's going on with a viral issue. Like, that's. I don't know anything that's going on, but that just sounds super scary to me. Like, I'm not even the starting center for the Celtics. I don't want an issue where the doctors in Boston, you know, or New England area don't know what's going on, right? That's like a real scary thing. So hopefully it's like he can get back and play and hopefully he's healthy, right? Like it's not a long-term thing, but when I saw that tweet, he looked like he's in good spirits with the pitcher and all that stuff, but I hope for the best. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm being honest. It could be nothing, and he can come back, and it could be, like, not a thing. But I just think it's a really scary thing to not know what you have when you're young and in the best shape of your life.
All right, Scal, you know the drill. We end with your prediction. What's going to unfold tonight?
Yeah, beat down. Beat down tonight. Because
whoa,
a little revenge factor. Yeah. Everyone's going to hype this game up, but we're going to beat them down because – I just know how it works. Like, you play a physical team in a back-to-back game, and that Nuggets game was physical. They're shorthanded. They're coming up here. They smacked us in the second half. They did it with physicality and energy. You know, that Oklahoma City crowd is a little bit crazy. So I just feel like big plus time. What's the line come in at? It's got to be like 7.5, right?
I don't actually know. Something like that. But
you guys don't know?
Our internet is down, brother.
Yeah, Wi-Fi is not great.
Connectivity issues here a little bit, just like traffic. Yeah. You know, things pop up. Wi-Fi and traffic screw the world.
I got Celtics by six in a tight one.
I like Scal's.
You mean that's what the line is, or that's what you say?
That's just me. I'm just the other guy. I got Celtics by six.
How about this? I bet you we get up by 20. How about that? You guys want to like throw a wager on?
Yes, I'll take
that bet because I just opened my FanDuel app and it's
Boston -2.5.
-2.5.
So it's almost like a pick.
Oh, they're wrong. They don't understand the schedule. It's a scheduling loss for Oklahoma City. We'll be up. I don't know. You never know what we're going to win by. It's always just. I wish I could cash bets out when they get up by 20. I wish I could just cash out right then and there. But you never know what they're going to win by. How about the other night, 24, up by 24, Utah ties it. But we will get up by 20. I don't know what we'll win by.
Oh, he's such a homer. He's such a homer.
Since you said you thought it should have been around 7 and it's 2.5, I just put 3 units on the Celtics, and we'll talk next week. I'm going to blame you if I'm down a little bit, okay? All right, Scal, enjoy the game.
I'll take you out to dinner then. All right, sounds good.
Oh, I love it. Love it. All right, Scal, enjoy the game.
Get a booster seat for him.
Brian, that's a shot. They don't have those at nice restaurants, I don't think. Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, joining us there. Optimistic. Celtics will lead by at least 20 at some point tonight.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.